Simon & Schuster Audio presents Howl by Sean David Hutchinson. Read by Kevin R. Free. Dear listener, Howl contains content that may be triggering. Howl contains scenes of self-harm, homophobia, gaslighting, disordered eating, body dysmorphia, assault, and bullying. Additionally, while there are no explicit descriptions of sexual assault, much of the language used throughout is evocative of the trauma associated with sexual assault. For the person who said, "I believe you." 1. I didn't scream. 2. Main Street was dark. Sunshine Realty, Dr. Kaluuya DDS, Gannon's Hardware, Merritt Books and Cafe, Birdie Buchanan's Bridal Shop. Doors locked, shades drawn, the elaborate displays that invited customers to come on in and sit a spell during the day, went dark at sundown and remained that way until dawn. Signs fastened to the decorative lamps that lined the street, "Welcome to Merritt," alternating with "Merritt loves you," swayed in the hot, fetid summer wind that blew in from the sprawl to the west. Shadows pooled around the weak street lamps, herding the light into tight, inescapable circles. Canopies of Spanish moss hung from the limbs of old oak trees, choking the illumination from the cloudless night sky before it could reach the street below. It was so dark that sometimes strangers on their way to Disney World would get lost and stumble across Merritt after sunset, and wonder if the town had been abandoned. But Merritt wasn't abandoned. There was one light that remained on after dark. At the far end of Main Street, past Merritt Baptist Church and the old elementary school, the neon glow of a garish blue and pink ice cream cone stood against the backdrop of the night like a beacon. Every month during the Merritt Town Council's open forum, Sudie Kennan, who'd been alive and had lived in Merritt longer than some of the oak trees, spent her allotted 3 minutes explaining in tedious detail why the Tasty Cone's ice cream neon sign was a blight on the town she had been born in, and would, by the grace of God, die in, though not before she'd made damn sure that sign was torn down. Mayor Marjorie Hart and most of the members of the town council agreed with Sudie Kennan. The neon sign was garish and bright, and it did detract from Merritt's charm. Yet any motion brought to the council regarding the Tasty Cone's ice cream sign ultimately failed. Sudie Kennan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?